Right. We're at Tomorrow 2010, and I'm talking to Jessica. Jessica, tell us who you are.
I'm Jessica Taplin. I'm Head of Communication Projects at the Big Lottery Fund, the largest national lottery distributor in the UK.
And you have how many people coming today?
Oh, 450 young people, that's under 25-year-olds, coming along for a free festival and hopefully to be inspired by other like-minded young people.
Inspired to do what?
To galvanise and change their lives. Growing up is quite a difficult thing, that transition between youth and adulthood, and a lot of people address it in different ways. And this is about how young people can focus on areas that might be of difficulty for them or areas that they feel they can help other like-minded people and set up projects or clubs or anything like that to help support their network and themselves.
And you provide financial support to these groups. Is that how it works?
Well, what we've done in this instance is we've actually sponsored this event, enabling these 450 young people to come together and be inspired, hopefully, by the speakers that we've got talking. We've also got four grants officers here who will help them with how they can get funding from our live funding programmes, which are open at the moment, such as Awards for All or Reaching Communities. So the idea is that they go and they're inspired and they've got ideas they're already coming up with, and then they can come and talk to one of these four guys here and find out which is the best funding stream to approach us for.
And what sort of projects do you want to fund?
God, it varies hugely. We're predominantly a communities funder, communities and people orientated funder. So really anything from Awards for All, £300 to help a small village hall buy a new table so kids can paint and draw on it, right up to the really big projects, for example, such as the Big Lunch, which we're doing on Sunday, which is all about galvanising everyone to sit down and have lunch together.
But it has to be groups, not individuals.
Not individuals, it has to be groups.
Right.
Absolutely. What's exciting about later today is we've actually got one of the first times we've ever done live funding, and what we've got is we've got four groups who applied for Awards for All funding, and they are going to come and present their ideas to a panel which is chaired by one of our board members, and they will find out then and there if they've won the thousands of pounds they applied for their project.
And you're going to do that in real time?
We're going to do that with what's happened is they've all been assessed, obviously, because we've got quite tight selection criteria.
So they've been through a certain
they've
level of screening already.
They've been through a certain level of scrutiny. Okay. And what's going to happen now is they're going to get a chance to showcase their idea to a panel who will then announce that they have, hopefully, fingers crossed, got the funding and get presented their mega check.
So you're actually going to announce today?
Yes.
As part of the process,
absolutely.
Who's going to get funded to do things?
Have you
ever done that before?
We have actually. I don't think we have. This is a sort of first.
Are you feeling nervous about it?
I'm feeling a little nervous, but I've read up about the projects and they look smashing. I mean, they really do. And this is it. Having waited outside for the doors to open this morning, having chatted to some of the people already, some of the young people. Wow! I mean, it's so impressive that some things that they've been doing.
And what made you decide to do this as a festival rather than? I mean, presumably before people can apply on the internet or they can send forms in physically. Is that why did you decide to do it with 450 people here?
Well, the Tomorrow Festival was actually an idea conceived by a guy called Steve Moore, who you'll meet later today. And he had the idea to, I think it did run last year as well, and he had an idea of making it even bigger this year and making it a one-day event and having it very much concentrated on speakers. And what we thought is, right, what can we add to that? And what we can add is obviously the funding element. So then you've got the showcasing and you've got the ability to fund. So that's why we decided to do it in this way.
Fantastic. Okay, well, we're going to come back to you and
Brilliant.
Talk to you later on.
Excellent.
Once we've gone through the process.
It's going to be smashing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.